This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's top court ruled Friday against supermarket giant Asda, whose mostly female store staff were seeking the same pay as its mainly male warehouse workers. The Supreme Court verdict was hailed by the GMB trade union as massive news that could spark compensation. But Asda insisted the long-running legal battle was not over. More than 40,000 store workers brought equal pay claims against Asda after complaining that other staff and distribution depots were unfairly paid more. Asda had claimed store-based jobs were not comparable with warehouse work. Britain's government Friday gave its full backing to British lawmakers and others sanctioned by China today and sanctioned by China for speaking out in defense of the Uyghur Muslim minority. Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, quote, "The MPs and other British citizens sanctioned by China today are performing a vital role, shining a light on the gross human rights violations being perpetrated against Uyghur Muslims," end quote. The French Catholic Church will offer a financial contribution to the thousands of victims of child sex abuse by priests in the country since the 1950s, bishops agreed Friday. The church wants to, quote, recognize its responsibility to society by asking forgiveness for these crimes and shortcomings, end quote, the bishops announced after a four-day gathering. With the vow to make financial amends, the French church is catching up with similar compensation plans announced in countries such as Belgium, Germany, Ireland, and the United States. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 20 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets, entered the southwestern corner of Taiwan's air defense identification zone Friday, the island's defense ministry said, in an escalation of tension across the sensitive Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's Air Force deployed missiles to monitor the incursion, the island's defense ministry said, without elaborating. It also said its planes were warned the Chinese aircraft over the radio. Egypt's railway authority said Friday two trains collided, causing dozens of casualties after emergency brakes were triggered by unknown individuals. The brakes caused one of the trains to stop and the other to crash into it from behind, and the authority is conducting further investigations, it said. An attempt Friday to refloat a giant container ship blocking Egypt's Suez Canal has failed, the vessel's manager said. Tugboats and dredgers were working to free the giant container ship blocking the canal for the fourth day, forcing companies to reroute services from the vital shipping lane around Africa. The Japanese-owned ship has been wedged diagonally across the entire canal since Tuesday. Final election results show Israel in political deadlock once again, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponents falling short of a governing majority. The Election Commission says, with 100% of votes counted, Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and his natural allies have won 52 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, Israel's parliament. If no one is able to assemble a 61-seat majority in weeks of negotiations, then Israel will go to elections for a fifth time in roughly 2 years. Germany Friday declared the whole of France a high-risk area for coronavirus infections, a move that means travelers need to show a negative COVID-19 test and quarantine upon arrival. France, including all French overseas departments, is now considered, quote, at particularly high risk of infection due to a particularly high number of cases, end quote, Germany's Robert Koch Institute for the Infectious Diseases said. Truck drivers entering Britain from continental Europe are likely to need to take a COVID-19 test under plans being discussed by the government to contain coronavirus variants. This, according to an industry source Friday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson suggested earlier this week Britain might need to tighten restrictions on arrivals from France, including truck drivers, to defend against new variants that are spreading as part of Europe's third wave of the pandemic. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.